Email, morning Ben, interesting sign I drove past at a mosque in Auburn. Obviously the court's request to stop this sort of practice hasn't filtered through. So this is from Ray, and I've put the photo up on 2GB.com. It is a photo taken at the back, I believe, of Auburn Mosque, or maybe it's the front, and it's got a sign pointing brothers to the left and sisters to the right. So brothers' entrance and sisters' entrance. So do they have separate sections for men and women in mosques? That's what I wondered when I got Ray's email. And I've done a little bit of reading on this today because I haven't spent a lot of time in mosques. I mean, I've visited them, but I can't say I've paid a lot of attention to where the men pray and where the women pray. I found a website called Freedom from the Forbidden, written by a PhD student in Islamic studies with an emphasis on gender and sexuality in Islamic law. She writes, "I sometimes just don't get us Muslims. I don't get our inconsistencies. I don't get our hypocrisies. When it's just us Muslims, we're one way. When non-Muslims join us or they're around, we're something else. Misogyny is a real problem. And the broader problem of Islamophobia doesn't get to take away our right to criticise our communities. And it says a lot that we'll silence the women of our own community members just because the problems they face are not faced by the men of our community. So obviously, Muslim women's struggles are a private matter that doesn't need to be pointed out publicly." This is written by a Muslim woman. She says, "The same people who demand gender segregation in mosques are the last to recognise that they actually work with multiple genders and sexes in their workplace, and it's totally okay. But somehow, just somehow, the most important thing to do in a mosque is to separate people by their gender. Why exactly? I couldn't tell you," she says. "But it comes down to something like, apparently women and men go cray-cray if they're allowed to pray together. That means crazy. No one will actually get their prayer done, and everyone will just be gawking at each other, jumping at the opportunity to have sex. But is this something that can happen when non-Muslim women and men join us in the mosque? No, not at all. It's only when it's just Muslims, apparently. That's why we get rid of the curtain or the barrier in many of our mosques when we're hosting interfaith events. So here's the thing, Muslims. If you put up a barrier in a mosque, when it's just Muslims, but that same barrier vanishes when non-Muslims are in the picture, the barrier has no place in the mosque. And it means that your fears of the absurd potential consequences of no gender segregation in the mosque are completely unfounded. Admit it, you've got absolutely no excuse to have the barrier there in the first place. You have absolutely no excuse to treat Muslim women like fifth-class citizens in the mosque or anywhere else. How good's she?" I've included a link to this piece on 2GB.com and the photo taken at the mosque in Auburn. I'd love to hear from anyone in the Islamic community to tell me what the story is at the major mosques in Sydney. Are the men and women kept apart? Is there a barrier? And how do the women feel about it? And why is the barrier there? The common explanation seems to be that blokes can't control themselves if women are around. You may remember Hizbet Tahir was ordered to stop forcibly segregating men and women at its public events after a New South Wales tribunal found the practice was basically sexual discrimination. In the UK, women are hitting back on this at the moment. The first mosque in England to be entirely led by women will not have separate sections for men and women. Bana Gora and Nabila Hafiz, who both work for the Muslim Women's Council in Bradford, have told the Independent newspaper they want to create a place where women can bring their families to worship without having to pray in a different room. In mosques, women are often obliged to worship in a separate space, sometimes away from the main mosque completely. So I'd love to hear from you. 131 873.